irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Hey, Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, if it's your first time joining us, welcome to the show. Come and celebrate with me. We've been here 12 years this May, so I welcome you. And if you're part of this journey through the whole time, thank you for being here and celebrating this moment. Speaking of this moment, where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that's here on Max and Friends. And if you want to tweet me or Instagram me, you can do that at Max Tucci. Let's connect. Let me know what's going on in your life. Because remember one thing, I hear you, I see you, and you matter. And I love you for tuning in. Tonight, we're going to have a really wonderful show because my friend is back, Gordana Biernat. And we're going to be talking about exploring the relationship we have with ourselves. Are we kind, loving, and gentle? Or are we harsh, demanding, and unforgiving when it comes to ourselves? And do we let doubt creep in? You know, we were talking before the show how doubt could be like this little mouse and fit through any crack. But you know what? If it's a good mouse, it likes some cheese. So give that mouse some cheese and stick it in the corner and tell it where to go. But you know what? Speaking of cheese, I hope you're all pouring some wine, too, and having a good time here tonight. It's Sunday night. Let's just, for the moment that we are together right now, inhale into this moment and exhale right into this moment. And let's be present because we're going to have a life class tonight here with my friend at My Power Talk. Y'all love and adore her. And you know that when she puts together the words that we read on Instagram and Twitter, and when we read her book, hashtag Know the Truth, all of a sudden we know that there is like a cornerstone in our life, which is our truth. And we just have to thank Gordana Biernat for reminding us that we are in control of our reality. We are the creator of our reality. And that we have to have a relationship with ourselves in order to hashtag know ourselves. So welcome back to the show, my friend Gordana Biernat.
Thank you, Max. I love being back. You know how I love our conscious conversations.
They're always wonderful because, you know, it's like, they're orchestrated by the I am. So
yes, they are. The true synchronicity is in this reality. We allow the synchronicity flow.
And it does.
Between us.
And it flows beautifully. I love it too. So first and foremost, how have you been? How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually writing my next book, which is exhilarating and exciting and frightening and everything at the same time. So I love that process. So I'm great. I'm good. How are you, Max?
I'm wonderful. I am just in this present moment right now. I'm in Los Angeles, you know, and I said when I was here, I want to do a show with Gordana. We're going to make it happen. And here we are. So I'm ecstatic. I'm elated. I'm celebrating this moment. Because I know that where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And here we are. So it's always good to be with you. It's always good.
Oh, the same. I feel the same thing. We are always where we're supposed to be. And there's always gold in the now moment. We can always learn something from this now moment. So that's beautiful.
So what we want to talk about tonight is how do we explore the relationship we have with ourselves? You know, there's so many relationships we have in our lives, especially if we're parents, if we're not parents, owning a home, owning a car, we have relationships with our mechanics, or we have relationships with our landscapers, we have a relationship with our children's teachers, we have relationships with our children, our spouses. But when do we really have a relationship with ourselves? For me, it's every morning I wake up. I know that when I can feel myself in my body, that the relationship I have with myself is a beautiful one. And all of a sudden I go into gratitude and thanks. So that's how I start my relationship with myself every day. How do you start your relationship with yourself every day?
Well, you know, I don't start it because I am so aware of the relationship with myself because it is one of the most important relationships I have. And I mean, I love my husband and I love my son, and my relationship to them is really important to me. But lately I've realized that the relationship with myself is the most important because it colors every other relationship I have. because how I treat myself is how I treat others. And that's an important aspect of the relationship to myself. So knowing my relationship with myself, asking myself, am I kind to myself? Am I taking care of myself? And I'm not saying, I don't mean, you know, how people say, well, I take care of myself. I go to yoga and I go to a spa. I'm not talking about that kind of taking care. I'm talking about being kind to myself, soothing myself, knowing who I am in every single now moment, because that's the relationship I'm talking about, the one that is there all the time. I mean, you can't disconnect from yourself. Right. It's impossible. So you are always in relationship to yourself.
Well, you
and
know,
asking yourself the question, am I kind to myself, or am I saying things to myself that I wouldn't say to a best friend?
Absolutely. But for those who are listening tonight, you know, I just feel right now in the ethers, there are people who try to disconnect from themselves. They try either with alcohol and drugs, with addictions to sex, with shopping, with, you know, even people who are attempting suicide. You know, not everyone has that feeling of connection to themselves. So how do we encourage people to start a relationship with themselves if they're not already in one?
Yeah, well, the thing is that when you try to numb yourself with alcohol is when you're actually disconnected from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about, it's a very tough question, but when you know yourself from within, yourself wouldn't hurt yourself. So there's something missing when you're disconnected from it.
Pain.
I think,
right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think that to connect to yourself, you need to start figuring out what's good with you. You need to start seeing the loving parts of yourself, because the love within you is your true self.
Mm.
But if you can't feel the love within you, then you're disconnected from who you are.
Yeah.
And that is what's creating the pain that you're trying to numb. So it becomes a vicious circle.
Yeah.
So to stop that circle is to say, okay, so what's good with me? Where's the good parts?
Mm-hmm.
What can I love about myself? Even if it's the smallest of things,
right?
Find that and go there.
You know, I also would offer for people to set intention and start cultivating awareness with themselves. Being aware in the moment, I am here. And when you realize that that you're here right now, you're with yourself, you're with Source, you are the I am of the I am. Therefore, you set the intention to cultivate the awareness of this present moment and pull yourself back into the moment of I'm here. And then love yourself.
Yeah, exactly. To say the words, I am here, to close your eyes, breathe in, and just say, I am here. Will evoke the presence of the I am in you.
Yeah. You know, I also encourage people to adopt an attitude of curiosity and acceptance. I think when you accept that you're here in this moment, because you're supposed to be here in this moment, that's why you're in it. And then you adopt this attitude of curiosity. Like, why am I here? You know, we talk about that often here on Max and Friends with Gordana. Why am I here? Well, you're here for a purpose. That's why you're here. And you're here to enjoy all that is. This is a playground. We are in a big playground called Earth, spinning. This Earth is spinning on this axle, and it's just our playground. So really start becoming curious, I think. And I also think it being an acceptance of the present moment. So, Gordana, you have your book, hashtag Know the Truth. Let's talk about acceptance from the book and your point of view of acceptance and what it means to you.
Acceptance in what sense? Can you
elaborate,
can you talk
the
more
question
about that?
Yeah,
allowing
acceptance. Let's say accepting the moment of where we are, even if some people are in pain, accepting the pain.
Yeah, well, to understand that you are always in a creative relationship with everything around you. So if there is a pain there, that pain is a signal that you are out of alignment with who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
It is a signal that you need to figure out what is it that is your purpose here? Why are you here? And as you just said, you are here to enjoy the physicality of this reality. You're here to enjoy the moment in which you are. Mm-hmm. So when you feel the pain, it is telling you that you are deviating from your purpose, that you are deviating from who you truly are, that you're deviating from the love that is within you. Mm-hmm. So how do you release that? Well, you have to find the love again.
Mm.
And the love is always to love yourself and to see the love in others. I tweeted just a few hours ago, I tweeted something that I found it to be so true to me that I needed to tweet it out to people. And I'll read the tweet for you, because this is the tweet. When you see the light in me, you recognize the light in you. Mm-hmm. It is the same light viewing the world from two perspectives, which means that every time you are in darkness, every time you feel the pain, it means that you are out of alignment with who you are. And you can't see the light in others, and you can't see the light in you. And that is why you are in pain. So the easiest way to get out of that pain is to seek the light in others so that you can remember the light in you, which means just share love with other people, and that will ease your pain.
Yeah, it does. You know, and what I love about that tweet is that there's a beautiful word called Namaste, and it means my soul honors
exactly.
your soul. I honor the light, love, beauty, truth, and kindness within you, because it is also within me. In sharing these things, there is no distance and no difference between us. We are the same. We are one.
Yes.
That word is it everything is, to me.
Yes, exactly. Because when you see the light in others, mm-hmm. it reminds you of your own light, which means that you are recognizing the truth in them. And then they can reflect in that truth. It's also about forgiving, allowing them to forgive themselves for all the things that may not have been right in their life, because you are acknowledging the light, mm-hmm. not the darkness within them. I love the word Namaste, because it says so much of who we truly are and the purpose of our being here. Mm. The purpose of our being here is to forgive each other and to see each other for the truth that is within us. And the truth is always love and light. And that includes every single being on this earth. Mm. I know it's very hard to grasp that, because some people are
challenging,
creating a lot of pain and challenging in this world. But nevertheless, we all come from the same source. And when we focus on that, we are focused on the truth. We are not focused on the illusion that we are creating here for each other. I mean, the illusion can be a loving one, and mm-hmm. that's a fun illusion. But then we can create a horrible illusion, which becomes a nightmare that people live through their entire lives. So yeah. Focusing on the brightness, the light, the real stuff within each and every one of us can create the ease of pain and more love in this reality.
Yeah, and it does for sure. You know, when I just looked up the word self-care, it's interesting how it defines the word from Oxford to the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. And then it goes on to saying the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress.
Yes. So what do you do when you're stressed out? How do you take care of yourself when you feel that you're stressed out?
For me, I go right to meditation and breath. I go into deep breathing. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes if it's like overwhelming, I like to take a nap.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I love that.
Because I can then go into dream world. You know, and it's like really like in moments of like high stress, and especially with like traveling right now and always being on a plane and all this talk about all these different things going on, it's like, okay, you know what? I like to go into breath, then nap. And then
that's
wake up and just it's like I almost reset my brain to where in when I sleep, it's not like, you know, that's really where I can let go of thought, you know, and it's not where I chase thought. And same with meditation. So I like to go there. And for you, what about you?
Well, it's exactly what you say. When I'm in my mind, well, I know that then my ego is speaking. Mm. So it's my ego mind going on chatter, chatter, talking, talking, talking. So I need to go down into my heart. And meditation can help me do that exactly the way you do it. I don't take naps, but what I do is I try to tell myself through my mind that it's okay, this too shall pass, because everything is in constant change. So no problem is permanent. And I just need to sit in the now moment and allow it to pass in quietness. And then I just feel the peace when it has passed through me, because it is the truth. Everything is in constant change and there is no problem that is permanent. So if I just sit for a while and allow it to pass, it passes. Yeah. And then I can go back into my normal self. Sometimes I really need to wake myself up. I need to tell myself, I am Gordana freaking Bjarnad and I'm not allowing this. So some kind of anger is sometimes need. Yeah. I need sometimes to go into anger to wake myself up from, you know, feeling sorry for myself and all that.
Shifting the energy.
And then and then stopping myself and saying, it's okay, this too shall pass, and then I allow it to pass.
Yeah.
And breathe, and then I'm on again. So I think it's the same as you. I need to take a moment to breathe in and breathe out, meditate on it, and allow myself to go back into my heart, because it's all about going back into your heart space.
Yeah.
And leaving the ego mind, going back into your heart space. Sometimes I put my hand on my heart just to take my awareness away from my mind down to my heart
and
just feel gratitude for it beating. So there are different kinds of methods, but I use them all to kind of go back into my center again.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say to myself, I am here, exactly the way you said it. I am here now. And that makes me calm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're in stress, you're actually not there. You're somewhere else. So you need to bring yourself back into the center by saying, okay, breathing in and out, I'm here now. And everything becomes clear then.
It does. And, you know, it depends where I am. Because if I'm in Colorado, and you know how much I love my Colorado, like I will literally go to the top of the mountain and just scream. and then when I hear the echo of the scream, it reminds me that everything around me is also screaming with me, you know? So it's like it's a really good release. And a friend of mine who was recently at my house and we were in the pool, he was like, he's going through a lot of, you know, personal things, whatever. Mm. And he said, he went under the water and he started screaming under the water and he came back up. I was like, what was that? All those bubbles about? And he's like, I literally had to like just scream and underwater, but I didn't want to like, you know, whatever. So I was just like, whatever your ritual is where you have to bring yourself back to the moment, I encourage you to do it more often than not, because it will bring you, it's self-care. We're talking about self-care here tonight on Max and Friends with Gordana, and taking care of ourselves. Sometimes we have to do some things that others might think are crazy, but own it. Own who you are and own how you release your stress and how you bring yourself back to the center, back to the I am, back to the present moment. It's a good thing to do.
Exactly. whatever works for you, use it. I mean, sometimes people need to scream.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to wake yourself up to say, I am here. And sometimes you just sit there and say, this too shall pass. I'll allow it to pass through me. And that's it.
That's it. And sometimes you got to just maybe open up a bottle of wine and have a sip of wine or a bottle of water, open up some trail mix, have a little food, whatever you need
whatever
to do.
Whatever works for you without the guilt because for what you're doing. I mean, it is important to take care of yourself in every single now moment. And sometimes you don't need to do a lot of things around you. You just need to shift your perspective.
Yeah.
And it takes... What is really important in this is the willingness to see things differently. Because when you lock yourself into a situation and you can't see it differently, that is when the stress and doubt and all the negative feelings can perpetuate themselves. So if you are willing to see it from a higher perspective and you say, okay, so I'm willing to see this differently, just saying that shifts your frequency.
Yeah.
It shifts...
It does. It's a beautiful thing to look at things from a different perspective, you know, because one moment we might in anger see it in one way. And if we then take a breath and then be present, we might see it another way. And it's just a kaleidoscope of our own thoughts.
Because our reaction is a reflection of your thoughts anyways. So
exactly. But, you know, guilt and doubt do play big roles in self-care. So how are some ways that we can shift our guilt into acceptance?
Yeah, well, it depends on what kind of guilt you're carrying mm-hmm. around. Most of the time, guilt is totally unnecessary. And I usually say this, if you haven't killed anyone, then there's no reason for you to sit in guilt. Really, there isn't. Yeah. So just recognizing it, I think that the best way to release that guilt is to forgive yourself. It's like atonement. I mean, you stand, when you forgive, you create a sacred space where it literally changes reality for you, true forgiveness. And you don't need anyone else in the room with you when you do that. Mm-hmm. You forgive everyone involved, including yourself, truly and utterly, and everything changes. It is miraculous to forgive yourself. So to release the guilt, you need to forgive yourself.
Now, for those who are struggling in forgiving themselves, what advice do you offer them to actually go through with the forgiving of thyself?
Well, there is a question of, why are you struggling with the forgiveness? Mm-hmm. I mean, what have you done that is so bad that you can't forgive yourself? And I'm literally saying here, if you haven't killed anyone,
right,
you can forgive yourself.
But, you know, it also goes back to, I think, patterns in pathology. If we're never taught how to forgive, how can all of a sudden we forgive ourselves, right?
Well, it's more about, if you have been forgiven as a child, mm-hmm. if you have a parent that doesn't want to forgive
exactly.
you, that holds a grudge on you, mm-hmm. then you will have this pattern with you.
Yeah.
But as a grown-up, you have to go there. Then you have to go back into your childhood and look, did I have a parent that was holding a grudge against me, that was passively aggressive against me? And then you have to stay in that place and look at it from all the perspectives as you can, mm-hmm. and then see that this is just a pattern. This is not written in stone. You can change it in your grown-up life. I've done it.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it.
And it's all part of self-care.
Absolutely.
You know, it is. And it's going to hurt and it's going to suck, but you got to rip the bandaid off, suck it up, and move forward. Because, you know, when we experience life in all of its glory and we realize that we're really here just to enjoy, things like forgiveness is such an easy thing. You know, and unfortunately, if you do, like we're talking about, have the notion or a parent who never forgave you, you got to do your work. You know, it's not self-care is not always an easy thing, but once you master self-care, it is a beautiful thing. And, you know, again, we're talking about self-care tonight here on Max and Friends. My guest is Gordana Birnat. Hashtag know the truth is the book at My Power Talk on Instagram and Twitter. Self-care is taking care of and honoring your body, mind, and spirit in a way that activates your best self. So we want to activate our best selves. Self-care choices are those that improve our physical, mental, and emotional health and move us towards our desired outcomes. So what are some of your desired outcomes? Tweet both of us at Max Tucci and at My Power Talk, and let us know what your desired outcomes are. What are some of your desired outcomes, Gordana?
Well, to finish my book. That's my desired outcome at the moment. You know something? It is about not breaking promises to yourself.
Mm.
I mean, when I promise my son something, I will do everything I can not to break it.
Right.
Because it would feel horrible to break a promise to him. But I find myself breaking promises to myself all the time.
And why
and I
is
ask
that?
Myself, why is this? Why am I not holding my promises to myself? And this is a part of self-care. If you make a promise to yourself, then have the integrity and hold that promise to yourself. It's to honor yourself by holding your promises to yourself.
So why is it sometimes you think that you break the promise with yourself, though?
Well, that's the thing. That is the pathology we're talking about. It is about thinking that, well, okay, it doesn't matter if I break it. It doesn't matter. It's just me. But it does
it
matter.
It does matter.
Every time, yes, it does.
Because just
it
you is
everything. It literally becomes matter. Because
right.
every time I break it, mm-hmm. it will create a negative space for
right.
me where I am. It will create procrastination. It will create feelings of doubt. It will create self-loathing. Whatever it is, it will always create a negative space when I break a promise to myself.
Yeah.
So,
well,
it's important to keep your promises to yourself.
I think also the importance of keeping our promise to ourselves is knowing our worth and self-worth. Self-care to me and self-worth go hand in hand. And so I think we need to know our worth. And then in self-care to me is important because it really maintains a healthy relationship with myself. And then what it does is I think it produces positive feelings, which then I think can boost not only confidence, but also that moment. You know, when you feel good, when you have a good day and you have a good hair day and you have a good makeup day, ladies and guys, you have a good beard day or you have a good mustache day and you have a good outfit day and a shiny shoe day and your car is clean and everything is good, you feel better. You know, and then all of a sudden your self-worth feels better and your shoulders go back and you lift your head up high and you're able to say, I am of the I am. You know, those are good days. But when you're having those shitty days where your cars might not be so clean and your shoes are dirty and your hair is a little tousled and turned, self-worth, I think that's when those days you need to love yourself a little bit extra more. And you know you can because we've all had good days. You know, I mean, and focus on how do we get ourselves into those good days. So how do you get yourself, Gordana, into that I'm having a good day?
Well, relaxing myself a bit. And even if I'm not having the best of days, I know how to soothe myself, not feel pity for myself, soothe myself. And there is a difference between the two. When I soothe myself, I tell myself that it is okay. Whatever it is, I accept how it is and I feel the joy in it. I look for the beauty in it and I look for the love in it. Pitying myself is something totally different. So knowing how to soothe myself, I also understand that reality comes in cycles. So sometimes you're feeling great and sometimes not so great. Knowing that when I'm feeling not so great, this is not permanent. This is just now. And then I'll start feeling great again. So soothing myself in that moment is really important. Knowing how to soothe yourself when you are not on top of things.
And what does self-worth mean to you?
Well, I was going to ask you the same question. Do you want to answer it? Because I
will
answer it, but
I let's
would love
pause
to
one
hear
second.
What you think.
And when we'll come back, we'll talk about self-worth. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest, Gordana Biernat. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Gordana, what were you going to ask me?
I was going to ask you what you think about self-worth, but you kind of, well, you asked me first. Let me tell you what I think about self-worth.
Okay.
I think that we're all born worthy of everything that we desire in this reality, but somehow we forget this. And when we're grown-ups, we don't think that we're worthy of the things that we want in our life. So I think that self-worth is something that we are born with worthiness and we forget it. And I don't know why.
I think why is because from as a child to when we become adult, how many times are we told no? And then we start believing the no.
Believing it, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that are told no millions of times,
right.
and yet they stay on top of everything and they know their own worth.
Yeah.
Then there are people that are told no a couple of times and their self-worth is demolished.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I think that knowing that we are all born worthy and equal, that is really, really important to remind yourself of that there is no difference between your worthiness and anyone else's worthiness. We are all worthy when we're born.
Yeah.
Just reminding myself of that can tune me into, okay, so I'm worthy of this.
Yeah. And, you know, I love when people do say no, because I always say that man's rejection is God's protection.
Yes.
You know? And it's like,
so true.
And accepting the no, accepting the no and believing the no are two different things. I can accept someone's no, but I don't have to believe in the no.
Yeah, right? Because believing in the no will tell you you are not worthy right. of this. Accepting exactly. the no is, okay, this door is closed. I'll try to open another one.
Yeah, and they do. And I love because there's that old saying, when one door closes, another one opens. And
yeah.
I always say, and if opportunity doesn't knock, then you have to build the door. You know, you do have to do your work. But for me, self-worth is just waking up and knowing that I'm here for a purpose and that every day I get to create the purpose. And for me, it's all about creation. Self-worth is about creating and then exploring and then being curious and then just having an open mind to enjoy. And for me, self-worth is really just enjoyment of life. And, you know, some days we feel a little bit thicker than other days, or heavier, thinner, whatever it is. But in all of those days, we still have another beautiful moment to explore why we're here and what are we doing and looking, just being curious. I love curiosity. I think curiosity, to me, goes hand in hand with self-worth, because when we become curious about life and curious about ourselves, we then can explore everything that's available to us. But self-worth and self-esteem, do they go hand in hand?
Can go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I feel that self-worth is much more important to pursue than self-esteem.
Mm.
Because self-esteem can be on the surface, but self-worth is much more deep than that. So if you're, I think self-worth is much more important to find. Self-esteem comes as a result of that. You don't need to work for it when you know your own worth.
Yeah. Well, now let me ask you this question. What are some good self-care activities?
Well, one of them is, for instance, to look at your life and ask yourself, what am I looking forward to the next few days?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, because I ask my clients this and most of them can't answer the question. And do you know why? Because they live habitual lives where everything is exactly the same from day to day to day to day. And they have nothing to look forward to. And if you have nothing to look forward to, then you're not daydreaming and you're not taking care of your desires. And when you're not taking care of your desires, well, that's when you start to fall asleep in this reality and you don't know who you are, because you are the sum of your desires. And if you're not taking care of them, then you're falling asleep and you feel like your life is slipping through your hands.
Yeah.
So asking yourself, what am I looking forward to this week?
So what are you looking forward to this week?
Well, actually, I'm waiting for a couple of curtains. I've ordered some curtains to my dining room and I'm waiting for them. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a meeting with my son and my husband on Sunday. I'm looking forward to when I wake up tomorrow morning that I'm going to sit for 2 hours and write my book. Mm. So there are a lot of things. I do have all these things that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most people don't, because when you go to work and you do the same thing each and every day, you forget how it feels to look forward to things.
Mm.
And I'm talking about, you know like
that
when
makes
you were
me
a
sad.
Child.
That really makes me sad, because I like everything. I've always something to look forward to every day.
Yeah, I know.
Even
I know,
if it's like ridiculous things. Like today, I was like so looking forward to cleaning the hot tub at the house here. I was like, because I love, cleaning to me is a good thing. I always look forward to cleaning,
yes.
especially like weird things like silver, because I love that. I know it's going to shine and I love shiny things, you know? So like weird things for me, like cleaning the hot tub and like, even just, I look forward to waking up and like making my bed and just seeing all of my pillows on the bed so neat and beautiful. But, you know, it's like little things like that I love. But in the retrospect of like things that I look forward to the week, I look so forward to having you on today's show. You know, I look forward to doing more shows tomorrow. Plus now I'm producing other shows, so I'm looking forward to producing more of those shows. And it's just like there's always something, but I feel it really breaks my heart and I feel sad for people who are in that robotic 9-to-5 work mode, because it's like almost like not living your own life if you're not happy in what you're doing. So if you're listening tonight and you're tuning in to Max and Friends and you're listening to my guest Gordana Biernat and I, and we're having this conversation of self-worth, and you're not looking forward to something this week, create something to look forward to. Create something. Take that minute. Even if you have to call your friend and say, girl, boy, you know, I have this Wednesday, I have an hour lunch break. Let's go to lunch. Be daring to call a friend and break the pattern of bringing your lunch in Tupperware or throwing something in the microwave at the office. Call a friend and go to lunch, even if you have to have a 30-minute power lunch. Do something like that. Wouldn't you think like that's a good recommendation?
Oh, that's a beautiful recommendation, because what you're doing when you're creating opportunities for something to look forward to, you're not just preceding your joy into the future. You're actually feeling it in the now moment when you think of it. So if there's days between that, you will have joy thinking about that until you reach it somewhere in the future. So the joy is amplified by preceding it, by creating that opportunity to look forward to something. And I think that it is such a big thing to start doing, because this is how you change. The law of attraction will listen. The quantum field out there will listen to you and literally create more opportunities for you to feel joy when you start the wheels turning by asking for it consciously, by saying, okay, so I want to feel joy in 2 or 3 days. How can I create an opportunity to do that? Well, I'll call my friend, or I'll schedule a meeting with someone I love, or I'll go on a vacation, or I'll buy new curtains, whatever it is that makes you happy. Just create that opportunity for you, and you will precede your joy, which will grow much faster and grow bigger every time you do that.
You know, even join a book club.
You can do that.
That's an easy thing to do, right? And there's a book club out there for hashtag Know the Truth. So if you want to raise the vibrations, look for them. Go on Twitter now, follow Gordana at My Power Talk. Connect with her followers on there, because they're always eager to inspire and to encourage and to lift up and raise the vibration of, you know, John does that often for us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. He constantly sends messages of gratitude, you know? And it feels good. No. You know, it's the whole validation. I see you. I hear you. You matter. So I encourage you to the easy step. Join a book club. Join something. Join something where people can encourage you and lift you up.
Exactly. Because then when you do that, you connect to people of the same frequency as you. And it's easier for you to keep a high frequency when you have others helping you do that. Doing it alone, of course, you can do that, but it's much, much tougher and harder. When you join something like a book club or whatever, you feel the frequency from others, and that helps you.
Even if you need to join a support group, if you need support, you know, for Gordana to come on here and have an easy, fun conversation and raise the vibration. But for a lot of you, it's not, you're not able to do that. So maybe you need to join a support group. And if you need to, I hear you, I see you, you matter, and I encourage you to do it. Find people who are going to support you. You know, and then not only support you, but hold you accountable of self-worth. But I want
to... Exactly. You know, and holding your promises to yourself, they will hold you accountable to that. And that's an important thing.
You know, I always think it's important, too, to have an accountability friend, someone that you know will hold you accountable, where if, like you say, Max, I'm writing the book. Girl, you, I expect to see that book.
I know. You know.
So definitely finding a friend who will hold you accountable to when you create something to actually make it happen. But I want to go back to 2015, because this is how the frequency works with Gordana and I. You had just said about our true self. And I opened up your Twitter account on my phone, and I have a pinned tweet from you that goes back to October 18th, 2015. And it says, if you need to pretend or hide your true self, you are with the wrong people. Surround yourself with beings of the same frequency as you.
Yeah, that is, I mean, that is the ultimate truth for me. I know that when I am in my right frequency, I attract people of the same frequency as me. So, and this is all because the quantum field out there, or God or source or the universe or whatever you want to call it, it will react to your core beliefs about yourself. So when you heighten your self-worth, your frequency is heightened and the quantum field reacts to that and presents you people, opportunities, things that are matching that specific frequency. When I did that in my life, I attracted people that I couldn't even imagine I would attract into my reality all over the place. I mean, I'm in Sweden and I'm talking to people like you, Max. You're in the US. I mean, Oprah, Sherry, John, all these people, I'm talking to them and they're all over the place because we're of the same frequency. And through social media and the internet and all that, I can connect to everyone. And it's amazing. It's like a miracle. Every time I heighten my frequency, all this beautiful things come into my life. Yeah. So it is the truth. When you are vibrating at your highest frequency, when you take care of that frequency within you, you will connect to people that are of the same frequency as you. And that will make your reality totally different than when you're vibrating on a lower frequency.
But, you know, I would like to just acknowledge you for one moment and to give you thanks, because many are called, but few do the work, you know? And so thank you for, you say I'm on social media. Thank you for accepting the invitation to be on social media and to and also the for accepting writing the book and writing your second book and accepting for being available to everyone. You know, you do it. And so thank you for doing what you're doing is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying this, because it feels like such an easy thing for me to do. It feels like my purpose in life. So I feel joy when I do it. I don't feel that I'm losing any energy. You know, I had a person on social media asking me, how can you take clients? I mean, I'm so exhausted every time I talk to a client and I don't understand what she's saying, because I feel uplifted. When you can help someone with their issues, when you can heighten their frequency and see the change in them, that is the ultimate joy in my life, when I can see that. So I feel uplifted and exhilarated every time that happens. And it's almost like addictive. I have to do it, because it gives my life a purpose.
And I think that's the gift of self-care. When you self-care, you're constantly giving yourself gifts.
Yes, you are. And you see the gifts when they come to you. Mm-hmm. You don't see them as energy draining stuff. You can see the gift in everything that comes to you. Even the obstacles, you can find the gift. You know, in the hashtag Know the Truth, there is a chapter called Your Buddha in Disguise. Mm-hmm. And I talk about obstacles. Every single obstacle you have in your life is a Buddha in disguise. Mm-hmm. Your job is to find that little Buddha there. Your job is to find the lightness in the obstacle. And when you start doing that, it becomes so much easier. I know it sounds like a fairy tale.
No.
But literally, this is the truth. That is why obstacles are there. They are there for you to find the brightest side of them and to see that you can solve them. That's the thing. That's why we are in this physical reality.
And that no experience is ever wasted. You know, I even go deeper and say, I am the Buddha. So if the challenge is there, I know how to master it, because nothing is given to you that you can't figure out. It's all just a puzzle. And sometimes you got to move the pieces around.
Yes, it is like Marie Forleo says, everything is figure outable. Every single thing is figure outable.
It is. The one thing, though, I can't figure out is the illusion of time.
Oh, I know. I've come very close to that, because I know that time is a learning device. You have time here to learn new things about yourself. So time is a learning device. And when time's up, well, then you've learned what you need to learn and you're out of time.
And that's where we're going to leave it, because we have learned what we need to learn here tonight on Max and Friends. But before I let you go, what is it you want people to take with them into this week, Ordana?
Well, I want them to precede their realities with opportunities for things they want to explore in this reality. As we were saying, I really want them to create opportunities to find joy in their reality by just doing small things. Like you said, go for a lunch with someone, or buy new curtains, or buy a book, or meet a friend. create something to look forward to for the next week.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know why I just saw this, but if ladies, if you're going through this, take your lipstick, draw a heart on the mirror, and every morning look in it. Look into that heart in the mirror.
Exactly. Go down into your heart and just feel that heart space, because that is where you are.
Exactly. And that's
everything else
are.
Is an illusion.
It sure is. And I want to leave you all with this. A very wise woman once said, every single now moment is sacred. It contains everything you need to be at peace right here, right now. Here's what she wants you to do. Breathe in. No problem is permanent. Breathe out. This too shall pass. Breathe in. Love. Breathe out. Peace. And that's a tweet from Gordana Biernat, my guest tonight here on Max and Friends. I love you for tuning in. Until next time, remember to take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I love you. I see you. I hear you. And you matter. And make this week matter and love yourself more than you can this week. Give yourself a big hug. I love you tuning in. Good night, all.
Night.